The throne of grace, March 6. Founded on righteousness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Psalm 97:2, New English Bible. In all his dealings with his creatures, God has maintained the principles of righteousness by revealing sin and its true character, by demonstrating that its sure result is misery and death. The unconditional pardon of sin never has been and never will be. Such pardon would show the abandonment of the principles of righteousness, which are the very foundation of the government of God. It would fill the unfallen universe with consternation. God has faithfully pointed out the results of sin, and if these warnings were not true, how could we be sure that his promises would be fulfilled? That so-called benevolence, which would set aside justice, is not benevolence, but weakness. God is the life-giver. From the beginning, all his laws were ordained to life, but sin broke in upon the order that God had established, and discord followed. So long as sin exists, suffering and death are inevitable. It is only because the Redeemer has borne the curse of sin in our behalf that man can hope to escape in his own person its dire results. We are to accept of Christ as our personal Savior, and he imputes unto us the righteousness of God in Christ. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. In the love of God has been opened the most marvelous vein of precious truth, and the treasures of the grace of Christ are laid open before the church and the world. What love is this, what marvelous, unfathomable love that would lead Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners? What a loss it is to the soul who understands the strong claims of the law, and who yet fails to understand the grace of Christ, which doth much more abound. Look at the cross of Calvary. It is a standing pledge of the boundless love, the measureless mercy of the Heavenly Father. There is a God in Israel, with whom is deliverance for all that are oppressed. Righteousness is the habitation of his throne.